superpower.com. This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, America, welcome back. And I want to continue our conversation and go in a different direction. Small business has always been important to me. I was a small business owner very early in life, and I feel like it is the backbone of the American economy. While there's a lot of big box stores, and that's become a big part of our day-to-day, there's the reality that the corner bodega, the local hardware store, which, where I live now in the suburbs of northern New Jersey, we still have a hardware store in town. And it's very, it's good. So you don't have to go to one of the, like a Home Depot or Lowe's or one of these big box stores. And small business is something I always want to talk about. And there's a small business that's based out of New York City, out of the World Trade Center, the Freedom Tower, and it's called Tower Beverage USA. The CEO is a really good guy who donates 15% of his sales to three major foundations. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Fire Department of New York City's Foundation, and the Quell Foundation to help them and with their respective missions. And I want to talk a little bit about the story of Tower Beverage and about the CEO and his story a little bit as well as we discuss how they help with these other charities. So welcome to the program, Bill Richards, CEO of Tower Beverage.
Thank you, Rich. It's great to be here.
My pleasure, Bill. So let's talk a little bit. I know you had a background working with one of the largest beverage distributors out there. Tell us a little bit about your background. How'd you end up slinging cans of pop?
Well, yeah, when I was, I'm 50, going on 59 years old, so when I was 18, I was running a Coca-Cola route. That's when I started, and I learned the ins and outs of the retail world, servicing the stores and keeping them happy. So it was tough. I mean, it was 3 million cases a year the route was doing, so it was very busy for about 10 years. A company called Wayne Beverage.
So you learned the game.
Yeah,
you learned the game, and now you're applying it to your own business rather than working with the largest distributor in the area. What was the, the impetus or the inspiration to say, I want to start a new beverage company and I want to have this social component to it?
Yeah, as the years went on, when 9/11 came, I was, we lost 14 firefighters in my church up in Warwick, New York, St. Stephen's, and it really affected me, like the whole country in a huge way, but I've always wanted to do something in a big way, and as I started, developing the concept Tower Beverage, and having the office in the Freedom Tower and getting the permission to use the tower on the cans, the beverages, it kind of all fell into place. And it got the attention of, the Fire Department Foundation in New York and Tunnels to Towers. We formed a brand alliance, with Frank Siller and the Fire Department Foundation and the Quell Foundation, Kevin Lynch, who has a great organization that helps with the mentally ill, suicide prevention and stuff like that. It's just awesome, an awesome group of people to be involved with.
That sounds like several great causes. Now, what does that look like for you now? So you're partnering with them, and they're all doing their respective work. How did you put this coalition together?
God, really. I always give credit to God because it's
amen.
It's amazing. It's like small business is, it's tough. I mean, everyone has an entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm going up against, Coke and Pepsi and all these big guys, but it's possible to, do something big, and like you, how your life is with your show and everything. I've seen, you know, I've been watching you for years, and you just keep growing and keep fighting and keep going, and that's what we do. The when COVID hit, I just produced my first 10 truckloads of soda, you know. So then COVID hit, so the whole country got shut down. So it was
yeah,
really
that's
kind
a setback.
Of devastating. It was devastating. I mean, I just rented a warehouse, and so I called the Fire Department Foundation, and I said, can I help, you know, with beverages? I wasn't, you know, sure if they took products or just money donations, and that's how it started. The vice chairman of the Fire Department Foundation, Robert Zito, you know, got with me, and, you know, he donated truckloads of beverages to, not all of them, but, you know, a couple of truckloads, at least, to the Fire Department Foundation, and the Teamsters, the theatrical Teamsters, actually, in Local 817, they donated all the truck deliveries, and they you know, help us get cases, like 12 cases or something, in 355 stations in the EMT
wow.
stations throughout the whole five boroughs. Yeah, everybody got some, you know, so that was a big indicator, like a pulse. I took a pulse that everybody loved the whole concept, you know. So then I proceeded to with a test market, and then I, you know, I was asking Tuttleton Towers to put their logo on the beverage, and that, you know, they're so busy, you know, the great work that they do. Frank Siller and the whole
sure.
team is like amazing. They're doing amazing work, you know, building homes for our fallen, and it was just amazing. I mean, it took about 2 years to get their attention and get the agreement signed, but they did it, and it's exciting because we have a chance to really make a difference in a big way in people's lives, you know, and get into some big chain stores now, you know, that want to help.
Now it sounds like a real, not only just the American dream personified through your work, but it's also a wonderful story of taking, you know, what was a major setback and turning it into a blessing when you weren't able to distribute anything because everything was shut down due to COVID. And you kind of turned to the community and built some really good relationships. Folks, we're on with Bill Richards. He's the CEO, founder, and owner of Tower Beverage USA. I got to tell you, I had an event in New York City, previous radio station, WABC, and it was a town hall event we did called Latinos for Liberty. And it was just a big, kind of like what we do on open phones, honestly, but it live and in person in the radio station, 17 floors above Madison Square Garden. And one of the donations we got was from Tower Beverage, and these were great. I can tell you there was like a sparkling water beverage. It didn't have any sugar added or anything like that, but had some natural flavors. I think I picked the watermelon, which was my favorite. And it was a big hit. Everybody enjoyed it. And that's how I got to know Bill Richards. And I'll never forget how good that watermelon beverage was. So how are you distributing all those drinks now? Are you in more stores? What's your footprint looking like?
Well, now, basically, the whole setback with, you know, COVID, it was basically like a test market. So we did almost 700,000 in sales in about 12 states from New York to Florida, like a, you know, a test market with refrigerators installed in stores, and it went very well. But I had to like regroup. So we now we're, you know, pooling the orders together to launch, hopefully right around September 11th. You know, and we're going to launch back into the same states. You know, basically from New York to Florida, it's about six or seven states, but. And we're going to stay on the East Coast, you know, because of the economy with the fuel cost and all that.
Sure.
But it's geared. It's going to go into a lot of C stores and chain stores. There's I don't want to mention names because we're trying to develop these relationships, but just major chains that are have shown interest. You know, buyers have actually shown interest, and we've sent samples and pricing. So it's pretty exciting. It could be a blessing, you know, to everybody.
Well, if people want to learn more about what Tower Beverage is doing and how they could get their own Tower Beverage route, what do they do? Where do you send them?
Basically, the information's on towerbeverage.com. I appreciate that. I mean, distributors, you know, people who want to purchase routes or get, you know, areas of responsibility to develop that would basically control that area. And it's towerbeverage.com. I mean, there's a link there, and they would deal with me personally. I don't have there's no corporate bureaucracy or red tape like normally associated with big companies. I like to deal directly with my distributors and then help them, you know, launch and get into the chains like that, and,
right,
and help. So it's about giving back with me. I want the distributors make the money and the charities make the money. You know, there's no shareholders. It's a privately owned company that I own, and I built it for this reason, to give back to, you know, the men and women who, you know, who risk their lives every day for us,
right,
you know, for you. And that's what it's about. It's not, I don't want the money, you know. I just want to, I want to live, of course, but I don't need hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to give it and help Frank and Kevin Lynch and Frank Siller, you know, build these homes and help people, you know, overcome mental illness and prevent suicide prevention. It was really, real important, you know, mental illness for people that are lonely and
yeah,
alone.
100%. Folks, we're on with Bill Richards. He is the CEO of Tower Beverage. They're doing a lot of work with various groups that are helping survivors of many different things, with great foundations like the FDNY Foundation, the Quell Foundation, and, of course, Tunnel to Towers, by donating 15% of their sales. And there's a business opportunity there. So check out their website, towerbeverage.com. Bill Richards, you're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. I want to thank you for being with us, and Godspeed to you and everything you're doing.
Thank you, Rich. I love you so much, man. And have a great evening.
Love you too, brother. Good luck with everything. God bless. Folks, there's more to come straight ahead. Your calls and more right after this.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337.